Sophie, I wanted to kind of welcome you to the Shocking Fitness podcast. Absolutely delighted to have you on for an episode. I know that we've got plenty to talk about.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me.
So before we kind of get into it, I guess, you know, I've Sophie, but you are on Instagram. You are the creator of Just Doing This Now, which is a blog on YouTube. But do you want to just expand on what's the best way for people to kind of find you on the socials?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't get the Just Doing This Now for Instagram, so I had to cleverly change it to Just Doing CrossFit Now. So yeah, Just Doing This Now, and it's basically a channel of me covering all things CrossFit Masters, my personal vlog, and throw in a few reviews here and there, all to do with functional fitness.
What I was doing my research, like, you know, like all good hosts do. What and you've maybe started to answer this already, and I was like, well, your blog is called like Just Doing This Now on YouTube, but then your handle is Just Doing CrossFit Now. So I was wondering, like, which came first, the blog or CrossFit?
Oh, wow. Great question. Yeah. I'd be lying if I said I'd started the vlogs blogging before, but I did actually start CrossFit back in, I think it was 2017, January 2017. Yeah.
Awesome. And that wasn't, you know, I'm showing I stalked you now. That wasn't the beginning of your foray in fitness. You've run the London Marathon 5 years in a row.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I don't class myself, even when I was running, I never really classed myself as a runner, more a charity runner, because it's not particularly my forte, put it that way.
I think it makes it ever the more an impressive achievement, right? Because you're doing it for charity, and, you know, it's so, yeah, I just saw that. I was like, that is awesome. So hat off to you. If I was wearing one, normally I'm wearing a cap, so, but it's, yeah, that's amazing. So
thank you.
Have you ever thought about wanting to run a marathon again?
Yeah. Do you know what? My mum asked me this quite recently, and unfortunately it was the running that gave me the bad backs. My kind of gait was all over the place. So I think if I could ever get to a better position with running, you know, with my issues and stuff, maybe I'd, and knowing what I know now about moving better, having seen a strength and conditioning coach, I would like to see maybe when I'm older how fast I could run it. I did get a sub 5 hour by 3 seconds. I was very proud of that, but never say never, but I can't say as I massively miss running. I think of my running days and then I think, I wish I'd found CrossFit sooner.
Mm-hmm. So. That's awesome. And I think it's, you start to allude to there, like finding CrossFit and not, has given you a better awareness of moving well. And a lot of people talk about the functional fitness, CrossFit, the community creates, brings fitness into being like a lifestyle, and that you're more conscious of it in both in and out of the gym. So I guess one of the other questions I had for you was like, what has inspired you to like put fitness in the kind of as one of the pillars of your lifestyle? Not just as like, I go to the gym, right? A lot of people I think of it more centrally. So that's like the first part of the question. And then the kick off that is not only to have fitness as a pillar within your lifestyle, but also to blog about it and to share that with people you know on the internet, but also strangers on the internet. So start with the first bit. What inspires you to put fitness in there?
Well, I've always performed. I've always danced and I've always moved from the age of 7. And I've just always enjoyed moving my body. And as cliche as that sounds, and I think I'm addicted to the endorphins, and I love, and the reason why I love working out in CrossFit classes, I think, is because I relate it back to when I was a kid in dance class twice a week, and it just makes me happy. And you know, you've got the music and I move my body to it, and yeah, and so fitness, moving, keeping, you know, just generally has always been very important to me. And I'll be honest, I'm not blessed with good genes. I've got to move. As soon as I stop moving, I get to an unhealthy weight. I'm 5 foot nothing, and as soon as I stop moving, I just pile on the pounds. So yeah, I guess you could say aesthetically, but also just everything it brings. And throughout the years, whether I've been moving, you know, dancing, whether I've been training for the marathons, I've had people say I've inspired them along the way. And I've had good friends say, well, I've had good friends take up running as a result of me running for charity, and I've had friends start CrossFit as a result of seeing the fun I have and how it's developed me and how it's changed me. So I guess when I have a good thing going, I always want to share it, and I'm a very passionate person. So once I kind of, you know, get my teeth into something, I want everyone else to enjoy it as much as I do and kind of share that. So that's how fitness came into my vlogs, really. And I knew a very long time ago I wanted to start a YouTube channel, and I wasn't too sure what to do it on. I've always considered myself a jack of all trades, master of none. And then to kind of build my abilities to just get better at it, I started vlogging. And to be honest, I wasn't totally sure as to what the subject would be at the time. And then it just became a fitness vlog because that's what I was doing all the time. So hence the name, really, as well, like just doing this now. It was going to be a general kind of vlog lifestyle. But as I discovered through my research and learning through YouTube, you've got to have a niche. So that's why I niched down and found and did it on CrossFit, and then, you know, niching it down even more, masters, and focusing primarily on women and the community around me.
Oh no, that's awesome. I think many people, once they kind of get a taste for their kind of CrossFit Kool-Aid, it's all they want to talk about, right? And
yeah,
to create a platform to share that more broadly, potentially more constructively, is awesome. And I think you've already alluded to my next question, which was going to be around, like, you know, you said that it's something you always want to do, it's something you're passionate about, you want to share it with others. And I, you know, that's why I wanted to kind of talk to you, really, because, you know, that's why we're on this call, right? We both enjoy that. But and I guess the question actually is more like, so in starting that blog, and blogging isn't easy, right? It is work, but, you know, there is reward in it. So it's quite a broad question of, like, what has challenging yourself to start a blog, what's that brought you, like, in terms of reward and value beyond just doing fitness?
Yeah, it's brought me so much, and it's exceeded my expectations in how fulfilling it is. And I've always had a creative need and urge to do something, always. And whether for example, like at uni, I started a dance club. There wasn't one, so I created one and got on, you know, just got on with that. And to go alongside the London marathons to raise money, because after the first couple of years, it's hard to meet your fundraising targets, asking friends and family to keep sponsoring you. So every year I'd put on a show, because that's my background, singing, dancing and acting. So I'd put those shows on, and as a kind of ex-pro, and I say that very loosely because I wasn't majorly successful down in London. But yeah, so using those skills and utilizing what I knew, I'd put on those shows, and that was a creative outlet for me. I'd produce the shows, perform in them, promote them. And then in the last couple of years, I kind of started to realize, what with a full-time job and life, it's a lot of work. And so kind of filming and producing my own content really appealed to me because I didn't have to rely on anyone else. And I know that kind of sounds kind of bad, but it's quite a big thing when you're putting on shows. You've got the cast to sort out, costumes, you've got the band, the music, like the venue, promoting it, learning your lines. It's a massive thing. So as soon as I kind of got this YouTube bug, I was like, this is for me. I don't need to rely on anyone else. Anyone else is an absolute bonus, don't get me wrong. But I just thought, yeah, let's just do this and put your bit of sparkle on top.
Awesome. Oh no, I think that's really interesting to kind of hear you've got that kind of, and I'm going to call it professional because it's definitely not something that I've ever done on that scale. So to be able to kind of see, to take that and say, remove some of the kind of reliance on other suppliers, people, whatever, and then really funnel your creativity straight to those that want it and enjoy it. So no, thank you. What then, if someone's listening to you now and is like, oh, I enjoy fitness and I always want to share it with more people, like what would like be your like top piece of advice you'd give to someone that's looking to kind of like start sharing, whether it be through Instagram or through YouTube, their journey, whether it be in fitness or otherwise?
Oh, like many people say, the hardest thing is just starting. It's just get filming, because sitting and mulling it over, writing notes and your big plan isn't going to be the same as just doing it. And we all have to start somewhere. The journey has to begin, and it starts by doing. So yeah, I just say just go for it. You've got nothing to lose, loads to gain. And I just think if anyone can gain half of what I've got from creating and the people I've met like yourself, then it's great. It's just do it. I just think if you're either a kind of person who wants to create content for others or not. And if you do have that itch, then just go and scratch it and get on with it.
You mentioned like how we've connected during kind of some element of the kind of 2020 kind of COVID-19 lockdown. And I've really enjoyed watching some of your content throughout that time. You've been quite open about kind of how lockdowns kind of impacted you. And have you found that your blog and your vlog have been a useful anchor and outlet during that time?
Yeah, absolutely. I was on furlough like lots of other people, and it just gave me a sense of purpose. I always kind of have this need to do stuff, and yeah, it gave me a goal throughout, and I just set lots of mini goals throughout my furlough time and edited the videos and aim to improve on each one, I guess. So although COVID was and still is, I want to say tumultuous, but I've never said it ever. Is that the right word?
It feels like I know. Yeah.
Tumultuous period. Yeah.
It was very British. It's kind of like, it's a very tumultuous period, you know, so that's one way of putting it. Another way.
It's a crazy time. But unprecedented. And so I guess I've always felt I need to be useful. So I put myself to work, and it was just a nice thing to focus.
And you know, I've already asked you like what's the advice that you'd give to someone who's just setting out, just get started. And I think that's definitely you know, that's the advice I'd say as well. It's easy to kind of worry about it being perfect and like, oh, I'm not sure what I should do. And actually, by doing it, you'll explore and answer those questions. So if you've got that itch, that creative itch, then, you know, pick up a pen or a keyboard or a camera and just see what happens, right? So on the back of that, and we've talked about how there's some of the things you've gained from it long term, but equally it's been really kind of, you know, powerful during lockdown. If you were to go back to kind of Sophie however many years ago when you started the blog, what challenges would you warn your past self or someone that's just starting out and is like, yes, I'm just going to get started? Like, are there any challenges that you see that, we should work together to address them?
Very good question. I guess my journey has, it's had its challenges, but none I felt I couldn't get round. Whether it's like the technical side, when you're on your, you lose your video just as you're about to upload it onto YouTube. Like it's just, it's a learning process. And if you're anything like me, God help you if you are, you have to learn from your mistakes and just move on from that and just go, yeah, I messed up, but how can we improve next time? It's a very, because it's such a public domain to screw up, it can affect your ego, and we all have one. But I also remember that it's not that deep, and ultimately we're doing this for entertainment, and I'm not taking myself seriously. So yeah, I guess challenges. I think at first I found it hard to reach out to people. I didn't know how to reach out. I didn't know if people would think I was really odd by just going, oh, hey, like, my name's Sophie, I've got a channel, do you want to do something? So I guess for my journey, that's why I started off vlogging, where I was the content, really. And there's some terrible vlogs on there. Please do go check them out. I cringe when I watch them, but I'm not getting rid of them because it's my journey. Yeah, and yeah, I want people to see how far I've come, and I'm still working on it. Don't trust me, but I've learned so much in a year. So I think perhaps just trying to break through. And a friend of mine said this the other day, she said basically along the lines of, it's not personal, it's just trying to break through and be heard. Mm. So I'm keeping that in mind now that, you know, it is a bit new. I feel I don't fit the kind of mold of other fitness kind of creators out there, but it's okay to be different, and it's okay to represent, I think, a very unrepresented audience for CrossFitters, of athletes as well. Masters athletes are underrepresented. So, yeah. I guess the challenge as well is just finding my feet within the niche of CrossFit and the creative side of it. Yeah. I hope I've answered your question there.
Yeah, you have, and maybe it was an unfair question, but your initial response was, there haven't really been any massive ones. And I think that supports what you were saying, is if people are interested in doing it, then just get started and work through it. And any challenge is, maybe a frustration, but you grow from it and you learn from it. And there's not like, you need to be able to do this before you start, or if you want to make it this far, you've got to have that. And it's just a journey. And going back to what you were saying about some of those early vlogs, I think if you went on any platform, regardless of the size, and like took the time to scroll back through the back catalogue, you'll see how like they've evolved their craft, and it's amusing. If you've got spare time to scroll through however many thousands of videos there might be, but no one's born being kind of like an amazing YouTuber, YouTube kind of creator or anything like that. And so for you, this is charting your journey. Like, where have you got your, where have you got your sights set, or what are you excited about with regards to your channel and sharing it with others?
I think I'm just excited to see what I can do now collaborating with others, whether it's other fellow creators or athletes, and seeing where it takes me and the opportunities I can get from it. If I can go and visit somewhere and experience something, that means so much to me. I've got a goal of I'd love to have a media pass at one of the UK comps. Absolutely, well, that's my goal. If anyone is listening to this and
pick up two, please.
Yeah, we've come as a team. I would absolutely love that. And
I brought a plus one. It's like, it's not dinner. Yeah. Like,
I bear gifts, usually Lush. You know, it's all good. But yeah, I think I'd just love to do that and to reach more people. And essentially, I created my channel because when I started CrossFit, I wanted to absorb as much as I could about the CrossFit world. I fell in love with it. And I wanted to watch people cleaning and jerking. I wanted to watch people snatching. I wanted to be motivated, and I wanted that motivation to get to the gym after a long day at work the next day. And if you ask my partner Ruth now, I'm still the same. And I think that's why I struggled answering your question about actors, is because literally for the last 3.5 years, all I've consumed is YouTube.
I think it's really exciting to kind of hear what you're saying, and it definitely resonated with me, just that idea of like, there is so much out there, and like, you know, when you first start, you're like, oh, there's just so much. I think even like when you're training, like you could be doing gymnastics, or you could be doing kind of monostructural, or you could be doing weightlifting, or you could be doing body weight, and that's just in your training. And then you start thinking, there's the athletes, there's the athletes in my gym, there's the athletes at other gyms, there's local comps, national comps. Yeah, it's just, there's so much to kind of explore, and I love the depth that the community offers. So there's no running out of things to do.
Exactly. Yeah, the world's your oyster.
Well, no, thank you very much for kind of sharing it all. And you know, I'm excited to kind of keep working with you as a fellow kind of creator and fellow person that enjoys sharing and spreading the kind of like the fun of fitness and more specifically CrossFit. So I hope you've enjoyed it.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Cheers.